Tonight, Be'ezer Hashem, we learn Daf Chaf Gimel of Masechtas Kedushin. Some of the topics we learn about include the Machlokes Rav Meir and Chacham regarding Bishtar Al Yedei Acherim. If someone else accepts the Shtar Shichur for the Eved, does he become free or not? Also, the Machlokes Rav Meir and the Chacham regarding Bekesef Al Yedei Atzmoy. If the Eved Kenani pays the money to his owner, does he become free or not? However, they both agree regarding Bekesef Al Yedei Acherim, if someone else pays the money, the Eved does become free. And they also agree regarding Bishtar Al Yedei Atzmoy, if the Eved accepts his own Shtar Shichur, he becomes free. The halacha of Zachan La'adim Shalei Befanov, if it's a schus, an advantage to the recipient, a person can become his shliach even without the recipient's knowledge. However, in Chavin Layla Adam El Befanov, if it's a chayiv, a disadvantage for the recipient, the person cannot become a shliach without the recipient's knowledge, but only if the recipient explicitly appointed him as his shliach. The three explanations to the machlekes Rav Meir and Chacham, whether yesh kinyan le'eved b'loy rabbi, whether an eved can acquire an item for himself or not. The machlekes in the concept of gita b'yode b'oin ke'echad, when the eved accepts the shtar shichur, does he become free because both the shichur and his authority come about simultaneously, or he does not become free?